the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It is time to listen. That is why I am here today.
I'll talk in your answer. And on the turntable right now, everybody's favorite, Little Richard. Come in, man.
Slipping on a slide in Gene Noble with that good word on Royal Crown hairdressing. Everywhere I go, and I go just about everywhere, the girls are really gone on Royal Crown hairdressing. Even old Long Tall Sally use it. You know something, Gene? I goes for the girls with that Royal Crown look, cause man, she's got it.
There's a sweet little girl that lives down the street. Some people think she's square, but I say she's sweet. You can see her every day strolling up and down the way, looking so pretty, and this is what I say. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Baby, blue eyes, long black hair, dimpled cheeks, and she's no square. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Ruby lips, shapely hips. When she walks down the streets, all the cat flips. She's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Love to sing, hot rod queen. She's real gone in everything. She's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. Ooh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Real gone in everything. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. When the music's hot, loves to bop, she dance to the jukebox pop. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her.
Welcome to episode 415 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. I'm Phil Gray, and what can I say? So many column inches have been written about Little Richard in the week since his passing. I'm going to describe him in his own words. I am the innovator. I am the originator. I am the emancipator. I am the architect. I'm rock and roll. Almost incalculable influence on the music we love. Little Richard is where the Beatles got their falsetto shouts. James Brown said he was the first to put the funk in rhythm. Even Bob Dylan said that his ambition was to join Little Richard. And as Jimi Hendrix put it, I want to do with my guitar what Little Richard does with his voice. He was one of the last of the original rock and rollers. And I've chosen a Little Richard track to start this show with. The track from 1956 called She's Got It. Reached number 9 on the Billboard R&B charts and was included on Little Richard's debut album, Here's Little Richard. So this episode of Retrospect is dedicated to the memory of Little Richard. More on that soon. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
There's a place I know where the cool kittens go. It's a place that the hippies...
So how does Retrospect pay tribute to a man as important as Little Richard? Well, we started the show with the man himself. You won't be hearing him again in the show, but in typical Retrospect style, I have found an eclectic selection of covers of Little Richard tracks. So stay tuned if you want to hear Little Richard music from across the States, from Japan, Colombia, Portugal, Thailand, Norway, Italy, South Africa, Brazil. It's a classic retrospect episode, so I hope you will stick with me. And we are carrying on with a cover of Good Golly Miss Molly. First recorded 1956 by Little Richard, released January 1958 as a single on Specialty Records. Not the first recorded version to be released, that was a version by a band called The Valiants, released in 1957. But Little Richard had the first hit, reaching number 4. Subsequently recorded by literally hundreds of artists, this version was released in 1965. This is The Sonics.
You better watch your step, or you'll have to marry Molly. Just as sure as you can bet. Good golly, Miss Molly, you sure have a ball when you're rocking and rolling. And if your mama calls. Kiss me, make me ting-a-ling-a-ling. Good golly, Miss Molly, you sure have a ball when you're rockin' and a-rollin'. Can't hear your mama call. Wow, golly, Miss Molly, you sure have a ball. What, golly, Miss Molly, you sure have a ball when you're rockin' and a-rollin'. Can't hear your mama call.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Bimble, lamble, bimble, you got a girl named Cindy. They come for the great pretender. Got a girl named Cindy. They come for the great pretender. That's what you call. She says, oh, bimble, lamble, do. Yeah! Bimble, lamble, oh, bimble, do. Oh, bamba lamb, oh, bamba do. Oh, bamba lamb, oh, bamba do. Yeah, bamba lamb, bamba do. The way she smiled, it got me wild. Bamba lamb, oh, bamba do. Wow, yeah!
know how to take God's name in vain, but they don't know how to take God's name aright. It's these kind of things that destroy America.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Mammal, 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 you got a girl named Lucinda. She called me the great pretender. I got a girl named Lucinda. She called me the great pretender. And what she wants, she go mammal, mammal, do.
And that is a set of Little Richard covers all out of the States. The Sonics top of the set, Good Golly Miss Molly. Then another one of the very original garage bands. I don't play them much, strangely. The Wailers out of Tacoma, Washington. Popular in the late 50s and the start of the 1960s. Very much driven by R&B and Chuck Berry. We had the Wailers covering Bama Lama Bama Lou. One of five songs recorded by Little Richard in two sessions, March and April 1964. We then had a band called Wim Penn and the Quakers, Wim WM, different band to the William Penn Five, also no connection whatsoever to William Penn and the Quakers. That's a band that recorded a track called California Sun. This is a different band, Wim Penn and the Quakers. They had a couple of 45s, Goodbye My Love and Coming Up My Way on Duane Records. From Boise, Idaho, this had been unreleased. It was a demo tape from August 1966, Wim Penn and the Quakers with Hey, 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 Hey. And wrapping the set, another cover of Bama Lama Bama Loo, this time from the Sonics, who both opened and closed that set of fantastic Little Richard tributes. For more great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts. I said it's going to be a classic Retrospect episode, so let's get into the global garage. Here's a band that have been on the show a fair bit lately, The Outcast out of Japan, one of the great group sounds bands. Here's their tribute to Little Richard, Long Tall Sally.
Yeah! Hi, it's John Brain here from London, Ontario, Canada. You're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect, the radio show for 60s garage, punk, and psychedelia.
On a Saturday night, a scouting bee, put him on a runner in a half today. I just go, 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 wanna be a world, wanna be a world rocker. I want on the me one, I wanna be a more rugged, a more rare, a more shaky, a more volley, a more baby, we're supposed to not be rocking, baby. I want on the me one, I want to be a more rugged, a more rare, a more shaker, a more holy baby, we're supposed to die. I just sit in an eye, it's got him to be, put him on a mono in the half today. I just go, 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 on to be a one.
Thousands of teenagers rocking, rolling, twisting, smoking, drinking, cursing, carousing.
And that is three global covers of Little Richard classics. Long Tall Sally, top of the set, from Japanese band The Outcast. Then Rip It Up from Joaquim Costa on Groovy Records, actually a 2007 release. Joaquim Costa out of Portugal, a pioneer in bringing rock and roll to Portugal, regarded as somewhat of a cult figure there. Some of his lost recordings had been found and made available on MySpace, subsequently released. So on the EP release I mentioned, the track we had, Rip It Up, also a version of Tutti Frutti on there from Joaquim Costa. Wrapping the set, Los Speakers, Colombian band led by Rodrigo Garcia out of Spain. They founded in Bogota in 1960, very much doing pop rock, later more psychedelic rock. A track lifted off the Delincuentes Jóvenes Punks de América Latina compilation on Martian Records. It's a 2001 release, but a great cover of Lucille from Los Speakers.
Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Well, don't be in any doubt about how widespread Little Richard's influence was. Here's an example. This one is off a comp called Thai Beat A Go-Go. And we're having a track from Payom Mugda. Now, Payom Mugda also did a reworking of the Ray Charles track, What Did I Say?, called Tami Dern Sai, which translates to Why Do You Walk Like a Drunkard? I'm going to feature that on an upcoming retrospect. But this track from Payom Mugda is titled Loom Sia, but I'm sure you'll recognize the track he's covering.
เจ้าของบ้านชิดหน้าด้านมาทวงห้อมล้อมเจ้าถาดน้ำปลาเกิดพร้อมเข้ามาห้อมล้อมเกือบซ้อมกันใหญ่เลยลมเสียเอาผ้าน้องเมียไปจำนำให้น้อยกระร้านไม่ยอมรับไว้บอกว่าขาดไปนิดหนึ่งดีอีกชุดหมายรีบรุดอย่าเอาไปตึงเกิดแขกเงินพรมาถึงชุดดึงลากถึงเลยตึงไม่ได้เอ้าลงเสียปล่อยให้เมียรับหน้าไปใหม่โถแบบนี้จะมีอีกไหมพรุ่งนี้ทำไงหนอเราลงเสียต้องหาเมียที่รวยกว่าเก่าลงเสีย
Hi, this is drummer Rick Sorcy from the original Cave Dwellers, hailing from Chicago. You're rocking to the Garage Punk sound with host Phil Gray and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Rock and roll!
Oh, bubble and a bubble, bubble.
And that is three obscure global covers of this week's featured artist, the legendary Little Richard. Payam Mugda, top of the set out of Thailand, with Lum Sia opening the set in fantastic style. Then Annelise Lechwold. Struggled to find information on Annelise Lechwold, but she is out of Norway. But it is a cover of Tutti Frutti, first recorded in 1955 by Little Richard, his first major hit record. Actually, a model for a lot of his following tracks, but a model also for rock and roll itself. In 2007, a panel of renowned recording artists ranked Tutti Frutti number one in Mojo magazine's top 100 records that changed the world. They described it as the sound of the birth of rock and roll. Covered, of course, by Elvis Presley. Also performed regularly by the Beatles in their very early days. No known recording of it, but they did later on do a version of, during their Get Back sessions. So any track recorded by both Elvis and the Beatles has to be significant. Less significant, the version we had. Annelise Lechwold, Tutti Frutti, from 1960. And then wrapping the set out of Italy, the band called I Bisonti, backing band for Bruno Castiglia. Often described as Bruno Castiglia and I Delfini, later I Bisonti. Formed 1965, that was their cover of Lucille.
Did what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah!
Well, here's a track that I found on Volume 2 of the Kazumbi African 60s Garage Compilation, also released on a 1968 45 by the band called Mad Monks. They are out of South Africa, the B-side to their wonderful World 45. The Mad Monks, interestingly, another band known for wearing monks' habits on stage. It wasn't just the American/German monks that did that. So here we go, South Africa's The Mad Monks with Lucille.
I lose you.
morning, she was not inside. I asked my friends about all the little time. Do you see her? Please come back where you belong. Yeah, I'm begging to you, baby. Please don't leave me alone. Don't leave me alone, baby. I'll be somebody now. Morning, she was not inside. I asked my friends about all the little time. Do you see her? Please come back where you belong.
Community standards are far above this depraved material.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
Track by Joey G and the Come-Ons. Now, Joey G was Joey Giannunzio, performer out of Wisconsin and Michigan. Joey G and the Come-Ons with Jenny Jenny. Well, this episode is a tribute to the late Little Richard. However, there was another passing of a garage rock great over the last couple of weeks. And my gratitude to Robin Perry for letting me know this. Mr. Jackie Yoshikawa, leader and founder of the popular Jackie Yoshikawa and the Blue Comets, who have played recently on Retrospect, passed away aged 81 years old at home in Gunma Prefecture, Japan. Jackie Yoshikawa is from Tokyo. He joined the Blue Comets in 1959, joining as a drummer, later taking lead duties and leading the Blue Comets through the Aleki and Group Sounds eras, eventually disbanding in 1972. A number of albums in the 60s, two in 66, one in 67, two in 1968, and subsequent re-released material from Jackie Yoshikawa and the Blue Comets. I'm going to pay tribute with two tracks. The first is this, Love's Shake.
La, 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 la. りしてしまった一人で待つ二人の夜あなたを抱きしめられたらあなたのためにだけ生きてゆけることが素晴らしい二人の毎日知っているさ恋はいつも気まぐれそれでも好きなのあなたのためにだけ生きてゆけることが素晴らしい二人の毎日知っているさ恋はいつも気まぐれそれでも好きなの別れの言葉さえ夜が消してくれるだからいつまでも二人だからいつまでも二人だからいつまでも二人
60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelia.
Well, that is two tracks from Jackie Yoshikawa and the Blue Comets.
paid in tribute to the late Jackie Yoshikawa. Love's Shake, top of the set, followed by Psychedelic Man. And that takes us to the end of this week's Retrospect. It's both sad and joyous to pay tribute to these great musicians. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope you check out some back episodes. They're available via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and a bunch of good podcasting apps as well. Remember, your feedback is always very, very welcome. Facebook's the easiest place. Instagram also. Just search Retrospect 60s Garage. I welcome your feedback. I welcome any comments or suggestions for improvement or ideas for future episodes of this podcast. So let's wrap it up with another track from this week's feature artist, the late, great Little Richard. It's another obscurity, this one off the compilation called Selvagens Volume 2, 60s Raw Surf and Wild Instro from Brazil. This is the Jet Blacks with Lucille. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. With Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.